This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A fallen firefighter will be honored in Colorado starting this hour. He died last week after being injured fighting the Snyder Fire. The procession starts in Denver at 7:30. To the west in Lakewood, people can pay their respects at the Furniture Row parking lot. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
With lights flashing, the vehicles will escort the body of fallen firefighter Nathan Matthews and his family from Denver to Grand Junction. People may show their support from overpasses along I-70. Matthews died July 24th from injuries he sustained after being trapped by a wildfire near the Utah border. Three other firefighters were killed in the burnover event in late June, and one remains hospitalized. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And areas near the Aspen Acres fire burn scar could see more heavy rain today. There's a flash flood watch this afternoon and tonight for parts of Pueblo County, including Beulah. Brandon Forbes with the U.S. Geological Survey says normally the ground acts like a sponge absorbing the rain, but
after this fire has moved through the area, the rainfall doesn't have access to that sponge anymore. It's almost sealed off.
That means a lot of water moving very quickly down the steep terrain. Officials warn there may not be much notice before a flash flood and that you should never cross moving water. The Department of Energy is facing pushback for terminating grants, including 34 projects in Colorado.
The DOE admitted in a court filing this month that it had terminated billions of dollars in federal funding solely for political reasons. Last October, the agency cut hundreds of scientific grants to blue states. Colorado entrepreneur Hank Price runs a solar energy company and says the grant termination put his business in a tough spot.
It's disheartening. It's hard to want to keep working with the government under this administration when you just don't know what they're going to do.
It's unclear whether the DOE will now restart the funding.
That was Ishan Thakur reporting for CPR News and KRCC. Stay with us as Morning Edition continues. It's 7:06.